Did you hear me breathe? Did you hear how it sounded? I mean, Aso strike is upon us and we have to do everything to survive.
This is me telling you my survival story, and not in too many words. I think in 12 minutes I should be done with this episode. This might be the shortest episode alive that I will ever publish. It is from me to you. And I thought to myself, would you really go this week without an episode? Would you really have nothing to say? But here I am, with just wanting to tell you about my fears. Because I just read something from someone's bio on Instagram that said, documenting phases. And really and truly, that's the phase I am currently on. So I've taken a mental and an actual note to document things that are happening in my life. I mean, for every phase, I'm taking record, I'm taking track of the things I'm doing with my time. How I am making a commitment to create a piece from almost every day. Now, when I say a piece, it could come in form of, oh my gosh, it could come in form of a podcast, it could come in form of a blog post, it could come in form of a graphic design. Somehow, somewhere, I want to be able to look back at my day and say, oh, I did this with this day and I recorded this. Because I know I'm going somewhere, and even though it seems like it's going to take a long while, I want to be able to look back and see these processes happening. So I started reading this book, and it's not even a series, but it feels like a series, called Show Your Work. That was the first book I read. And I'm currently reading the third book by the author, called Keep Going. The second book I read by that same author is Still an Artist. And he explained some things that do not have to seem all motivational or tasking, just in simple words. I was able to read the other books. I read them in one day. I'm currently on the third book and I wasn't able to finish it. That's the day before I recorded this episode. But I know that I have been putting like conscious efforts to doing things, to documenting my phase. I want to be able to look back and know that, oh, I did this thing at this point in time, and I just want to be grateful for growth. That's basically what it is. How are you? That's the thing. And if you've listened to this for 3 minutes, you'd realize that I am your host, Chinasa. And welcome to Describe. And this is me. This is a bit of what I want to do today. I just really want to tell you what is happening. So if you just realized that I drop a link, let's assume you listen to this podcast, I drop a link on my WhatsApp or my Instagram, just know that it might be something relating to me. It's just a piece of me that I'm taking out. It's a process. And really, I would like you to join me in this process. It's not going to be so cumbersome, but just know that I'm putting out something out there for myself to be able to look back at and know that, oh, this is how it is. You know, currently in Nigeria is going crazy. Like, the country feels like is not getting better. It feels like things are getting tighter, more tight, and all those things. But I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see that. That's not what I'm seeing. Honestly, I bought popcorn yesterday and it was so little, and I bought it for 100 naira. And I was trying to make the man that sold it increase a price. And the man was like, I was like, oh, won't you add or something? And he was like, no, do I know how much fuel is now? And then I asked him, I mean, is the fuel inside what I am eating? And obviously, he uses fuel to power his generator so that he can make the popcorn. but it's like a tasking thing now. It feels like everything, almost every phase you can feel has Nigeria been felt in it. But I am taking myself out. I'm actually not, I feel like if, for the kind of person I am, if I decide to dwell on Nigeria's shortcomings, by the time I take myself out of that phase, it would have been a whole lot of time that I spent complaining. I always think back at COVID when people said that they made so much money, they found clarity, they found this, they found that during COVID. And I asked myself, how comes you never knew any of these things were happening? Do you know how comes? I was in my own shelter complaining and not making the best moment and not making the best time out of COVID. I was just in my corner, in my space, complaining. COVID was actually the worst period of my life. And for some people, yes, because some people lost others. But for some people, it was the greater time. So what I'm just saying in essence is, things seem like the way society has played right now, it feels like things are going to be so hard and harsh that the human skin will feel it on, will feel how hard and harsh the country is. But I feel like, no, that wouldn't be it for me. This is just me telling you guys. So I want to give like almost like 5 ways or 3 ways that I'm sort of documenting my face. I think I already said it. So I'm back to publishing on my blog. I don't know if it's going to be daily posts, or however, if I can make daily posts, great. I'll feel so great. But I'm back on my blog. I'm always here for you guys. I make graphics. So I think those are ways to keep track, actually. Like, oh, Priscilla said she was going to do great, or she was going to do so much. What's she doing? Then actually, I looked for a way to add value to an organization. So I'm currently an intern at an organization called the Root Hub. Yeah, here in Akwa Ibom, Uyo. I had to look for it. So I'm going to create content for them, for their social media pages. And I thought it was just going to just be social media pages posting. But I feel like it's a lot of knowledge work that I'm somewhat excited for, because I really want to put my brain to work, you guys. I don't know. Is that how it is for you? Do you feel like you want to put your brain to work? Do you feel like you don't feel useless? I mean, if that's what it is, because I see a few persons complain and I totally understand them, but that's not what I'm doing right now. Yeah, so that's also, and I have like a mini job. Not like a mini job, but like I have a job. So that also, so I feel like I'm just going to try to add value, upskill with my graphic designing, and live my life and just stay excited and be here. I want to be here for people that listen to this podcast, really. Like, I feel like if I could check up on them regularly, have conversations with them, know what they are really expecting and everything, I just feel like it will really be great, because I want to be like there for a good number of people. I can't be there for everybody. I mean, I don't know if I want that, but if I can be there for just one person, I try my best and my best to be there for my friends. So I feel comfortable that I know my friends can trust me. However, I feel like for those that listen to my podcast episodes consistently, I want to have that kind of relationship with them also. I don't know if I'm ready to be a friend full-time. But if you just feel like you need that person to tell you something nice, something good, I don't know if cracking jokes, but you know, if you just need that person, I just feel like I'm available. I mean, I may not always be there, but you know how you just want a random person to just stay involved or something one time in your life? I opt in for you. So instead of not giving you an episode this week, I decided to do this right now, and I'll give it to you. And this is just me to you. You know, you are in this phase with me, so this is a phase where I have started to document, and I like the way that is going. Like, I would not just talk about it. I would do, like, I would do so much work. I put up a lot of things in my house that remind me that I need to document my phase. And every phase, I just want to look back in the next 10 years, 5 years, and smile and say, oh, one time in life I spoke like this. And maybe that's when I'll be speaking like, oh, yeah. So, guys, this is really the end of this podcast. And I changed my Instagram, my personal Instagram handle to Chinasa Kasmer. So I spell it Chinasa Kasmir. I presume that the next episode ought to be on Lagos. It's going to be like a round table seat talk with people who live in Lagos. Or it's going to be an episode that I want to do with one of the listeners. And I have a musician coming to the podcast again. So you guys should just get ready, buckle your seatbelts, share the link, and stay sane. I don't know if I've said this to you, but I'm sending you my love and my heart because I can. Bye.